Kamikaze tried to pull the table towards the land, but Fishlegs was wondering what the little figures walking about on the beaches would make of them when they swam up the shore. It was one thing to turn up in a new country in all the pomp and circumstance of a great big boat, heavily armed and laden down with good things to eat and trade. It was quite a different thing, as poor refugees throughout history will tell you, to turn up practically naked, unarmed, defenceless, and with nothing in your hands. As strangers from an alien nation, would they be greeted with interest and mercy, or would they be greeted with fear and a hail of arrows?
No, cried Fishlegs, pulling in the other direction. No, I think we should swim over there.
And he pointed out to sea.
Are you out of your tiny little mind? Asked Kamikaze. The archipelago is thousands and thousands of miles away across the Great West Ocean. You think we're going to swim to it?
No, of course not,
gasped Fishlegs, accidentally swallowing a big gulp of seawater.
But I think I can see the outline of a boat on the horizon. I just have this really strong feeling it wouldn't be a good idea for us to land on that beach.
The faint noise of shouting coming from the beach in question seemed to underline that feeling.
Oh, I don't know, shivered Kamikaze, faint with weariness and cold. OK, let's swim out a little further. We can always change our minds, she agreed.
So they began to swim away from the beach.
But you can't live in the ocean. Humans haven't got gills, Stormfly pointed out.
Toothless fanned Hiccup's face with his wings to try and get him to wake up.
We need you, Master. These humans don't know what they're doing.
The thing is, after a while, as they swam out further and further, it became clear that they couldn't necessarily change their minds. They were so weak with cold and exhaustion that they weren't swimming fast at all, particularly because between the two of them they had to push the table through the water and over the waves. And there must have been a strong unseen current beneath them, for they were moving out to sea at a very rapid rate, and the sails that Fishlegs thought he had seen seemed to vanish in the sea mist as they swam towards them, until Fishlegs began to doubt he had ever really seen them at all. They didn't speak of it, though they both knew what was happening. They were too frozen and too tired to speak, and they needed all their energy to keep kicking.
Keep kicking, keep kicking, keep kicking,
Fishlegs muttered.